You're listening to the Untaming podcast.
Rewild the Child.
An anthropological,
biological,
cross-cultural,
evolutionary,
and physiological approach to childhood from preconception to adulthood.
Hi, my name's Mary. I'm your occasional guest host, and this is 10 Questions in 10 Minutes with the Untaming podcast. I have three children, grown children. They're 29. My oldest daughter is 29. My son is 25, and my youngest daughter is 22. I live in Bellingham, Washington. Although for many years I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, and that's where we raised our children. And I was raised in Indiana and born in New York. So I've kind of lived all over. So what are my five favorite series? This was tough because I have lots of favorite books and movies and podcasts. I actually chose TV, even though I'm not a huge TV watcher, because it's, you know, nice to occasionally have a little escape. And I tend to watch them just in little segments on the internet rather than, you know, right on the TV. And so my five favorite series right now are The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's a wonderful show. I really like Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. I love news programs that are funny and that, you know, she kind of really goes in depth into some really good subjects, but it makes it a little easier to take the news when there's humor involved. And so we also really love to watch Late Night with Seth Meyers, his Closer Look series. I don't generally watch his celebrity interviews or things like that, but we really like his political segments called A Closer Look. I also enjoy Schitt's Creek, which is a fun way to just have a little 20-minute getaway. So I'm working my way through that series. And for good, solid news, I love all of the programs on MSNBC, and we often listen to them as podcasts. But my favorite in particular is probably the Rachel Maddow show. She's really smart and, you know, really gives you a lot of good in-depth of the news. And she's entertaining as well. So those are my five favorite series. But what were my five favorite series as a child? And for this one, I did pick books. I really love to read. And it also said, what would they have been if they were around when you were a child? So I did pick kind of one that falls into that category. So I was a big Lord of the Rings fan. I love those books, read them several times. And I also enjoyed The Boxcar Children, was a lot of fun. And there was a series called The Black Stallion. There were several books in that series. I loved horses. It was kind of hard to pick between that one and Marguerite Henry did a lot of books about horses as well, like Misty of Chincoteague and King of the Wind. So I enjoyed those as well. And of course, everybody when I was young read Little House on the Prairie. So that was another favorite series. And actually, if it had been around when I was young, I would have loved the Harry Potter series. And I got to fortunately experience that when my children were growing up and I read it to them. So I enjoyed that a lot. Now, as a child, it says, what did you want to be when you grew up? And there were many, many things. I can't remember them all, but a few that stand out are, I think I remember wanting to be an archaeologist or a paleontologist. I thought that was really fascinating. I wish I'd thought about becoming an anthropologist because that really fascinates me now, but I didn't really even know what anthropology was, but probably if I had to do it again, I might've studied anthropology in college. I love animals. And so I also thought about being a veterinarian. And when I got a little bit older and got into high school, got involved in theater, I wanted to be a singer, actress type person, which I think a lot of people did. But anyway, that was a passing fancy. Then the next one is putting aside all food sensitivities, allergies, and ethical restrictions, what's your dream meal? This is a tough one because I really love food and there's many things I would put on this menu, but I kind of came up with this menu that I really, things that I really enjoy. I would start out with an artichoke with lemon butter and probably just have a glass of seltzer or lemon water with it. I would follow that with pesto pasta with some pasture-raised chicken and some sun-dried tomatoes. I'd have a side of steamed asparagus and a side of corn on the cob, both with butter. And for dessert, I'd probably have, I'm not a big alcohol drinker, but I would have probably a hard cider, which I enjoy from time to time, probably like a peach flavored cider or something like that. And for dessert, I'd have creme brulee with berries and chocolate shavings, along with a nice dark roast latte, because I just love, nice, robust coffee with milk or cream. And the next one is, there's a natural disaster and all of your friends and families are safe, but you can only take 3 keepsakes, personal items with you. What are they? So I would bring my family's heirloom jewelry. I would also bring my zip drives that have all my family photos and videos on there. And the last one was tough because, I really use my computer a lot. I would think about that or my phone, but I ultimately decided about bringing my binoculars because I love to birdwatch and those probably would come in handy as well. The next question is, what's an aspect of rewilding that you really want to improve or learn more about? And for this, I really would like to learn more about natural movement. I have a lot of back issues and I really have been trying to work on my posture, although it's not always that great. And so I'd like to, work on ways to rebalance my body so I don't have that, the pulling on my muscles from a structure not being just right. I do a lot of body work. I do a lot of stretching and yoga, but I would love to just be able to reset my body so that it's more balanced. And actually, the next question is, what is one part of natural movement you're trying to improve for yourself? And I would say that, the two things really would be the posture and really learning to, be more upright, but also relaxed at the same time and balanced. And then the other one would be going barefoot more. I'm kind of a tenderfoot, so I would really like to be able to toughen my feet up a little bit more so I could walk outside more in bare feet. But around the house, I try to stay barefoot most of the time and really feel like it's important as much as possible to go outside barefoot, stay grounded, really connect with the energy of the earth. So that's one thing I've been working on a lot. Let's see. The next question is, you suddenly found yourself 20,000 years ago living in a small band hunter-gatherer group without saying why. What do you find most challenging and least challenging? Well, the most challenging for me probably would be sleeping on the ground without my pillows. And the least challenging would be probably foraging for and preparing food. I think I would really enjoy that and do a good job with that. I'm pretty confident. Number 9 is, what's your favorite medium to learn through? And this is another tough one because I love books. I do, read on my computer a lot. I watch videos. I think these are all really good ways to learn, but probably my favorite way is listening to audiobooks. Not only can you listen to novels and be transported, but you can also learn a tremendous amount. And it's an easy thing to do when you go out for a walk, working around the house, that sort of thing. Although I've been a little more conscious about not always doing it if I'm hiking in nature. So I feel like sometimes it takes away from the forest bathing and the connection with nature to be, listening to something on an electronic device. So sometimes I'll tune that out and just really try to connect with the natural world around me. Number 10, the last one is, in no more than 20 words, what do you see happening globally over the next 200 years? Climate change leads to more natural disasters, but humans find creative ways to re-sequester carbon, especially through regenerative agriculture. And that's it. I'm Mary Francell, IBCLC, your occasional guest host for the Untaming podcast. You can read my blog at www.whatdobabiesneed.com. And I also have a Facebook page, What Do Babies Need? Or I think it's just What Babies Need. And you can also find out more about my private lactation practice at fairhavenlactation.com and or follow me on Facebook or Instagram. Thanks so much.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can join the discussions on our Facebook and Instagram pages. To hear more, subscribe for free on the podcast app on your smartphone. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and all of your favorite podcast platforms. If you would like to offer feedback or suggest a guest, email us at untaming.podcast@gmail.com.